And up next is Joe.
Hi, I'm Joe Harkins, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Joe.
They just brought me along to dress pretty. Lighten it up. You know, I could tell you briefly what it used to be like and what happened and what it's like now. But I'd like to tell you about my first meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous. It was on Hoxie Street in Norwalk. And I had been living with a man who was seeing things while drunk. He was pretty bad shape. And I called AA for him. I knew all about you people. I'd seen you, talked to you, lived with you. My mother came to AA in 1948. And so I knew what was here. And this guy made 12-step call on Jake. And after he left those silly little 20 questions. And I got down where I was alone, where nobody could see. And I read him and checked him, 18. And that was not even being honest. And so I went to my first meeting. And I walked into a room. A man had just gotten out of prison for 21 years for murder. I'd never been in a room with anybody, who'd even been in jail that I knew of. And a lady got up and she said she'd came to AA 5 years ago, and with a husband and children and a home and everything was just beautiful. But she drank again, and now she was back with no kids, no husband, and no home. Another guy got up and he talked about, his name was Fred, and he got up and he talked about the disease of alcoholism. And you know, it was like somebody had lifted the whole world off of my shoulder, because I thought I was rotten, no good. I'd been called every name in the book. I was sick, and it was okay. It was okay. Then this crazy little lady come up to me, and she says, "What does your God look like?" And I said, well, he's about a little taller than me, and he's got brown hair and brown eyes. She says, "Oh, mine's very tall and strong, and he's got blue eyes." And today I know she gave me that minute, that night, a God as I understand it. And I had come to AA with a 3-year-old daughter that I had adopted illegally, because this guy needed a baby, and I was going to give him a baby, and so I found somebody that had a baby to give away, and so I got her. Consequently, he took off with some 18-year-old and left me with the kid, which God in his infinite wisdom knew was what was just right for me, because it was that little girl that gave me the courage to get up every day and go to work. To backtrack a little, prior to getting into AA, I had got fired from my last job because I drank a little too much, and I worked in the cocktail lounge. And he told me that I just wasn't, you know, the right person to be there. And he fired me, so I go, I'd heard about people living off of welfare, and I thought, that's for me. So I go traipsing off to the unemployment office, just all set to sit back and relax and collect all this money. By the time she got through with me, I got $13 a week. I said, "I can't live on that." And she says, "You're not supposed to." So she says, I says, "Well, I ain't going back working no damn bar." I says, "I'm tired of my titties being pinched, my butt being pinched." And I says, "I just can't go back." And she says, "Well, Rockwell's hiring." That was North American Aviation at that time. And I said, "Oh, I know where that is." So I go traipsing over to this place over off of Anaheim Street, and they said, oh, no, 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 we don't hire nobody here. Go over to Downey. So I went over to Downey, and they got an application blank they wanted. So I got home, and I started filling it out. My God, they wanted to know where I'd been for the last 10 years. I had moved so fast out from paying the rent that I didn't even know where I'd lived. And so my daughter, she kind of helped me with my income tax of where I was when I had to file income tax, and just, you know, she kind of helped me. So anyhow, when I went back to Rockwell, I'd been married quite a few times. Now, I wasn't against going to bed with anybody, but I wanted a ring on my finger. And so I had gotten married quite a few times. So she's making out this application and the name changes and everything, and she was a real young girl, and she'd type a little bit, and she'd look up at me, and she'd type a little bit and look up at me. But you know, God bless her heart, God put her in my life because she made all my dates coordinate so that they all matched. So then they got me in the office, and they said, well, I had put down that I crocheted an embroidery on this application. And did leather tooling. You'd make a good solder. So they put me in to electronics, and I stayed there for 30 years. The grace of God. Didn't know nothing about benefits. Didn't know nothing about insurance. I just went to work. I was making $1.25 an hour, and that was really hot stuff. So then, but I was, I had this little problem. I couldn't sleep, and I was real nervous. And I was drinking as much as I could afford to drink. Now, I couldn't afford to drink very much, but anyhow, I had these pills. The doctor prescribed so that I could go to sleep. And then I was kind of fat. I weighed 200 pounds. I was kind of fat. So he gave me these pills so I wouldn't be hungry. And now I know they were Bennies. They were Speed. Now, I got real busy. I could paint a room, you know. Just real busy. And I, you know, I was shaking, so he had to give me some Miltown to calm me down. And somehow or other, I stayed there until June 6, 1960. The grace of God, some of the fellows on that worked there helped me keep my job. And June 6th of 1960, I went to my first AA meeting, and that was when I met Ellen, my crazy, crazy sponsor. And every time I say her name, the angels ring bells in heaven because she saved my life. She was crazy. She was erratic. She never said, what step are you working, honey? You got to do your fifth step. You got to do this. You got to do that. She never said anything like that to me. You know, I was living with this guy, and I had Donna Joe farmed out. I had met this guy, and I told him I'd marry him for 2 bits, and he gave me the 2 bits, and I married him. Ended up, his family took care of my little girl that I had gotten. So, anyhow, I was in such a mess. I just was crazy, just absolutely crazy. And so I decided that I couldn't stay sober, so I took all my literature and my big book and all the stuff I had, and I took it back up to my sponsor, to Ellen, told her I was going to drink. Because I knew I couldn't stay sober and live with this man, so, and I wanted to live with this man more than I wanted anything. And Ellen said, my, he must be a wonderful man. He is. Oh, he must just sacrifice many things for you. I says, he does. She went on and on about how goddamn good he was, and by the time I got out to the car, I went home, packed his clothes, threw him out. That's how she worked the program on me. And I thank you, and I thank you for asking me, sir, and I thank my buddy for putting me up here. Thank you very much.